More than 2 years have passed since the first presidential announcement. Nearly $1 billion has been spent, and numerous candidates have already come and gone. And yet the Democrats' turbulent 2020 primary season officially begins today with the Iowa caucuses. By day's end, tens of thousands of Iowa Democrats will have decided the results of their presidential caucus in the contest to challenge President Donald Trump. The top four candidates are Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, former Vice President Joe Biden, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. However, candidate Michael Bloomberg is going his own way. The billionaire former New York City mayor is in California rallying supporters as he bypasses early voting states like Iowa in favor of bigger, delegate-rich states to come. Bloomberg started his day in a coffee shop in Sacramento where he urged voters to go to the polls. Roughly 1 month after the federal government announced a new crackdown to keep e-cigarettes away from children, state lawmakers in Iowa and Nebraska are forging ahead with similar proposals of their own. Both states are considering new laws to raise the minimum age for vaping to 21 years old. They're also thinking of other measures to try and restrict the product, such as a ban on flavored vaping liquids and a proposal that would bar minors from even possessing vape devices. An Iowa Senate subcommittee advanced a measure to raise the state's legal age from 18 to 21 to avoid conflict with federal law. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.